Greetings, everybody, and welcome to the Personal Transcendence, Love, and Abundance series. All of you are on a very accelerated spiritual path, and sometimes it's hard to keep up with ourselves. It's a constant process of transforming and transcending, becoming our truer selves, becoming one with the oneness. And in this series, I'm going to really go to the basic foundation of personal transformation and transcendence, because we're at the same time, there seems to be residuals, debris, you know, constantly whipped up as we move to the next level of ourselves. You know, there's things that come up. And so that is what the purpose of this series is to, yes, build and strengthen that ongoing foundation and clear out what residue is there. So this first one, journey of transcendent, is called Becoming the Truer Self, Your Foundation of Oneness. And as far as I can tell, that valued self of self-awareness, self-worth, self-esteem, self-love, self-confidence, self-respect, self-trust, and self-realization is ongoing. We are always expanding that. So I'm going to take you on a wonderful transformational transcendence journey to strengthen that valued self foundation, the truer self, and the oneness of self and all of our multidimensionality. So these transformational transcendent journeys are definitely done in an altered state. We don't necessarily go to the temple of dreams, but we do bring the dreamers in to give them the dream, the new level that we have evolved to then dream those dreams with us and for us in the night dreams. And now just start relaxing as I take you on the first transformational transcendent journey, becoming your truer self, the foundation of oneness. And as you gently close your eyes, being in a very relaxed state, breathing deeply, and visualizing, sensing, feeling that beautiful waterfall of white light being poured down upon you from the center of the universe, cleansing, healing, purifying, uplifting, guiding, protecting, and loving. And now comes a beautiful light, a beautiful golden light, the light of mental clarity, and the light of power, of personal power. And so as you continue to breathe deeply, feeling yourself go into deeper states of relaxation, calling upon your higher self, soul, spirit, future self, transcendent future self, calling upon each of the special guides and teachers of all that are in this global circle. And yes, we do call upon the Lemurian dreamers, the dream weavers, the dream tenders, the dream keepers, the dream stealer, the Lemurian dreamer, and the mysterious other. Yes, to be with us in a very dreamy way, aligning up to the highest level of all that is, the heart and mind of God, Goddess, all that is. As we thank them for our many blessings, as we recommit ourselves to our path of oneness, recommitting to coming home. Coming home to God, Goddess, all that is. And that first step, that foundational step, is always the personal power, the valued self, the truer self, the oneness with that self. And so as you're now completely relaxed, I'm going to count backwards from 7 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be in your safe place, that beautiful place in nature that you've been to many times, the point of departure and return of all journeys, dream journeys, transcendent journeys, in which each descending number, you'll go deeper and deeper into relaxation, into an altered state of consciousness. 7, 6, 5, going deeper, letting go. 4, 3, 2, and 1, sensing yourself there now in your safe place. Just letting the color swirl around, taking form, taking shape, whether it's through your imagination, through your mind's eye, through your visualization. Sitting upon the earth, feeling that wind upon your face, seeing that sunlight, the fire surrounding you, and the water that's close by. And so as you are in your safe place, you're thinking about your expansion, becoming your truer self. And what does that involve? You know that the foundation of everything within you is your valued self. And so we'll start with that. And in your safe place, coming to you now, whether it's across a little bridge or just emerging from the woods or just appearing, coming to you is your higher self, coming to you in a personified form. Your higher self, as you know, is a matrix of light energy, but they come to you in a personified form so that you can know them and interact with them more intimately. Usually they're of the same sex, but not always. As they come to you, as they greet you, clasping of the hands, maybe it's an embrace, it's a very moving moment. And as always, they're always there, they're always helping you, but it's just going to be very tangible in strengthening your foundation of your valued self, stepping into the truer self, stepping into a new matrix of being, stepping into the oneness. And certain of your guides and teachers are appearing. You may know them, you may not know them. The dreamers will dream themselves there. Whether you see them or not, you feel them, the Lemurian dreamers. And your soul is very elusive. You might feel their energy. You may even see them. But you definitely feel that compassion of the soul. And so your higher self and your guides show you now there is a, like a golden little platform. Maybe it's more than little, but the first step of this platform, let's say. There are several levels to this platform. This is the first level. And it's to strengthen your valued self. And so that we're going to go through each of the components of the valued self. And as your higher self and soul and now your future self, transcendent future self and guides and teachers, all that are around you are going to be infusing you with expanded energy of each of these components of the valued self as you step upon this first level of your platform. And the first component is self-awareness, that ongoing process of becoming acutely aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your attitudes, and your choices. And so standing on this golden platform with the golden light surrounding you and all this light now being infused to increase your self-awareness so that it can be in every conscious moment, or rather that you'll be conscious in every moment of yourself, of your thoughts, your beliefs, your attitudes, feelings. And then the next component, that self-worth. Every human being has self-worth. It is given. It is our birthright. And you are being infused now with more, more, and increased worth. Is who you are. A being of light experiencing a reality in the physical. And the next component, self-esteem. Self-esteem that's earned through what you do, through your deeds, your accomplishments, your principles, your integrity, your standard for excellence, that excellence that you set for yourself. And so you're being infused with more self-esteem and you're infusing yourself with more of this golden light. And there's other colors of frequencies of energy from those that's surrounding you, infusing your chakras for sure. Self-esteem, a bedrock of the valued self. Then comes self-confidence. Self-confidence builds by taking actions towards personal goals, meaningful relationship, purposeful work. Self-confidence is knowing that you can always cope with your reality as you're being filled, imbued with your self-confidence. Self-respect. The next component is the development of your character, your principles, your ideals, and living by those so that that self-respect is always increasing. And so you're now just feeling as just this fountain of this beautiful golden light coming up and these other frequencies of light just flowing in you as you come to that self-love. That love that you have for yourself and accepting that the love is given to you by your higher self, your soul, your spirit, your future self, your friends and others, and accepting that love that's for yourself, that's not ego-driven, but is from self-appreciation, but it's without conditions so that you can then give it. And then this self-trust, knowing that you can trust yourself to live your valued self, being in that integrity, in that truth. And then self-realization, the final component, is the understanding that you have positive or negative impact on yourself, and that whether it's positive or negative is determined by the choices that you make. Self-realization, the full realization of yourself, of your truer self. And now as this fountain is coming of light in and through you and around you and coming down from the core of the universe, up from the core of the earth, being infused with the valued self as you feel yourself being lifted now to that next platform. There's three of them. And this is the truer self as you now have that rocks, that foundation of your valued self, and the truer self is flowing within you, that self-realization, that self-love, those qualities, and the infusion of the authentic self, knowing the ongoing process of becoming more, transforming, transcending yourself, taking each and every situation of your life and making it more, making it better upon self-reflection, knowing that you have integrated all parts of yourself to become your truer self, that valued self, that partnership with self, mutual valued self, mutual respect, mutual support, co-creation, higher purpose, that's with yourself, with your higher self, your truer self. As this fountain becomes greater and greater of light, feeling that truer self, authentic self, as you're lifted now up to that top flat platform of power, personal power of oneness. And feeling now the oneness of yourself, of your multidimensional self, of, yes, lifetimes coming in, known and unknown, to be in the oneness, and you're merging now as your soul and your higher self, future self, transcendent future self, merging with you, your guides and teachers, yes, the dreamers. And feeling that merging now with all that is, with God, Goddess, all that is that light coming down from the universe, the light coming up from the core of the earth, meet and merge within you, within your heart, and experience the oneness. The oneness with yourself, with your valued self, your truer self, your multidimensional self, your transcendent self, higher self, soul, God, Goddess, all that is. And you can stay in this state of oneness, knowing that the dreamers are going to take this journey in this state and they're becoming transcendent, becoming one. And they will dream with you, dream this dream of what that looks like in your reality. From this new level of beingness, you will receive daydreams and most especially night dreams. Of becoming your truer self. Your transcendent self, becoming one. And as all your guides and teachers and your that surround you are going to be continually co-creating with you this new level of beingness, bringing it, anchoring it more fully into your physical reality. And so now it's time to return to your physical reality. Yes, you're going to return with this oneness. So I'll count from 1 to 5, and when I get to 5, you'll be in your physical world. 1, 2, 3, coming back, 4, and 5. Well, welcome back. I know you're feeling wonderful and one in the oneness. So I'll leave you now at this state, but I will see you again in your transcendent state. And namaste for now.